great topic today. I think we started talking about this at TBSE, and you developed this topic, which is more or less based on the fact that for 18 years, you have been doing this full time. You've been in so many dental practices, I think around 600 is what you told me. And just looking at all the things you've seen and learned and help people with, we just started a conversation about what are the common things that make practices successful. I mean, you've seen so many not successful, so many that are successful, so many that you've helped become successful. You've probably seen some that are kind of hopeless. And we just thought, why are some practices more successful, more profitable? Why do some grow so quickly? And why are some doctors so much happier than others? You know, these are really, really important things. And can you put all your experience together and come up with some commonalities or motifs or whatever it is that you could pretty much say, if you've got it together in these areas, you're going to succeed? Well, can you do it?
Well, you know what? I'd like to try, Rich, because when I started to do this analysis of why certain practices are successful, you know, I was thinking, you know, is it just serendipitous? Is it all good fortune? Is success only related to God-given clinical abilities? Or, you know, can mere mortals with a great work ethic achieve success just as well? And what I found really surprised me. I concluded, and I sort of put together like top 10 strategic areas of focus that I felt are sort of barometers for success, however you might want to define success in a dental practice. And of those 10, I found that only two, in my opinion, are actually related to the clinical ability of the doctor. So I'd like to share my findings with your listeners, and hopefully these insights might be able to help them evaluate the way that they currently are operating their business, in order to possibly make some changes that will allow them to achieve greater success and happiness.